Good afternoon. My name is Michael Barrett, and I'm here as a representative of those that served with Eleanor on the Durham District School Board. And I speak today not as a family member, nor as a part of Eleanor's family or faith, or of her extended circle of friends, or people that she has certainly touched in her community. Eleanor, as already noted, had many communities and circles that she touched and developed bonds of care with. I was part of that circle, that wider circle, that Eleanor cultivated and nurtured. And I stand today as a representative of Eleanor's role of serving the greater and larger community in her role as a trustee for the Durham District School Board. When you serve as a public servant, you develop a quick understanding and deep appreciation of your fellow trustees' values. You develop a bond of communality and worth. Eleanor approached becoming a public steward, a trustee, with enthusiasm and faith. Elected with two other new trustees, Eleanor, Patrice, and Linda formed a quick and deep friendship that was based upon a collective desire to serve in their role with the same conviction that certainly Eleanor approached everything. Eleanor never did anything by half. She always gave up fully of herself, her time, and her talents. Although our team spent most of our time together as trustees, we always shared the stories of those we cared about most, our families. We knew Peter and Linda through Eleanor's stories of how she loved and cared. We relished in her stories of competitions, of dating Peter for the first time, the setup with Peter, baking cookies with Linda, and her certain joy in being able to fill that role both as a wife and as a mother. Eleanor approached the new role as a community advocate with unbridled enthusiasm. Her need to understand, her desire to represent, and her passion to have her community's voice heard was her driving spirit. Despite frustrations, despite the need to learn so much in a short period of time, she never lost her enthusiasm. In my last conversation with Eleanor, we spoke of the needs and issues in her community. Eleanor loved to serve. We drifted in that conversation from talking about community to speaking long of her faith and her desire to have her faith exhibit herself in her role with the Durham District School Board. We spoke long of the gift of servant leadership, and we connected in our desire to have that model as our mantra and an illustration of our common faith. Our collective hearts break for Peter and for Linda, for her family, for her sisters, for her community. Our staff, Eleanor's principals and parents, Eleanor's school communities, her fellow trustees, especially Patrice and Linda, will grieve the stilling of her voice. Of all the gifts that we are given as Christ-led individuals, the greatest one is love. And Eleanor gave that freely and frequently to us. We will miss this most of all. Carry Eleanor gently, sweet spirit, because we will miss her. So,